the Ninja Consultant Podcast, but you're listening to part one of two of show number three. So we decided to divide it into two parts because we're really busy getting ready to go to Otakon.
Well, mostly Aaron is really busy. This was the first one that I was going to edit, and I didn't do a very good job, so it's not up yet is the reason why it's not up yet.
Yeah.
So if you've been waiting by your computer for the past 2 weeks...
More than that. We posted
more
our last
than
post was in
for
July.
The last month.
Yeah.
And you've been waiting for the next Ninja Consultant podcast, you have me to blame, and me alone.
Yeah, it's all Noah's fault.
I'm sorry. You can come by the Ninja Consultant table at Otakon and beat the crap out of me.
It's an artist alley, but I'm not going to tell you what the location is on the map, because you have to figure it out for yourself.
Haha, suckers!
And besides, I'm probably not going to be there. I'm going to be watching the Friday Night Fan Parodies with everyone else.
I'll probably be there.
That's my favorite part.
You've seen them all. We've both seen them all 100 times.
There's...
Except for the new one. But except for the new one, we've seen them all.
You haven't seen all of the fan parodies.
I think I have seen all of the fan parodies ever.
Have you seen Round the One Third?
No. Yes. Maybe. I don't know.
I have a list. I know you haven't seen one.
Mm.
Anyway, that's where we'll be.
Dubious.
And also Artist Alley. So drop by, check us out, and maybe I'll give you a free button. Maybe, if there are any free buttons left. All right, and now, the song that you've been listening to that opens and closes this show is Konnichiwa Harikin. It's a Hurricane Tonight by Umori...
By Pris.
It's
sung by Pris in Bubblegum Crisis.
It's by...
Pris, we love you, Pris! All
right, it's by Umori Kinuko from the Bubblegum Crisis Complete Vocal Collection. Stop doing that. This is like...
You hear those people?
Oh, for God's sake. Here it goes. Alright, hello and welcome to the Ninja Consultant Podcast.
On the move.
Yeah, we're on the road. We're driving through Pennsylvania at the moment, and it's raining a lot, and there's a lot of construction, and traffic has really slowed down. And
so we figured, why not do a podcast?
Yeah, I'm not driving. My brother Matt is driving. We also have here Maggie, who owns the car.
Hello. Get the fuck out of my way.
Oh, now we have to put the explicit tag on it. So, lately, since our first couple of shows, we've gotten some reader mail, which is interesting.
Reader mail? Listener mail.
Listener mail. Right.
We read
no one's
the listener
reading.
Mail.
We read your listener mail. One guy wrote in to ask, what is an AMV and why wouldn't you want subtitles in it?
The funny thing is, we didn't know either.
When I wrote back to him and I explained that an AMV is an anime music video, it's, you know, anime set to a popular song, or unpopular, making up a kind of homemade music video. Of course, it has a longish history and tradition, and there are many different genres and methods of doing so, and they always air these in contests at anime cons, at good anime cons. I think I've been to one or two cons that didn't have any AMV contest, and that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weak.
Yeah, it's a weak con. Because anyone can... Now they have AMV contests that are just on the internet, where you don't even have to go to a con. It's just... They put... Of course, the source of all these is animemusicvideos.org.
And God bless the internet. Because let me take you back a minute. 15 years ago, when in order to watch AMVs, you had to know a guy who knew a guy who had been to a convention which had... an anime music video contest, which was pretty much at the time only Akon. So you had to know a guy who knew a guy who went to Akon and got a copy of the contest tape, which was on VHS. And your copy was, of course, ninth generation and looked really crappy. So now we have DVD quality image with MP3 quality sound. So the AMV has exploded as an artistic medium.
Which is both good and bad. There's a... One guy on another podcast I listened to was talking about sort of the history of AMVs and saying originally people would throw AMVs on the end of their fan sub tapes as they were making tapes to fill up the end of the tape. Because
right.
If you were a really big VHS tape copying... I want to say bootlegger, but those aren't really bootlegs. If you were a really big...
Tape trader,
it was kind of... uncool to leave a bunch of blank space at the end of the tape. So it was one way to fill up the end of the tape. But I think there's a big difference between very old AMVs and very new AMVs, and that back in the day, in order to have the kind of equipment it took to edit something, You'd have to have been around a while. You'd have to have, you know, the thing that's like the VCR to VCR deck recorder, or two VCRs, and you got them hooked together.
Which is what most people did.
Or if, there are also a number of rumble strips on this highway, making for an interesting time. So, also, people had less anime to watch, so they would watch the anime they had over and over again. So, in general, in much older animes, the scene selection is a lot better. Whereas in newer stuff, it's like, well, you just downloaded the fan subs last week, and now you're making the AMV, and you probably haven't watched the series 14 times or something.
And of course, back in the day, there were, I'm sure, bad AMVs, but they didn't get traded around quite as much. It was only the really quality product, if you will, that would be passed around, because there would be no way to get it.
Unless your friend made it.
Well, unless your friend made it, but that guy's a jackass.
He's not your friend.
Well, he wasn't.
All right. So, I keep making this idiotic mistake where, all right, I'll think of a song and an anime that'll go together really well, and I'm too lazy to make an AMV myself, so I search animemusicvideos.org, and I'm like, I wonder if anyone's made any AMV to this song. So, you know, I'll come back with, like, 25 results or more, and then there'll be, like, one that perfectly matches, and I'm like, oh, that's the right show to put that song. And I'll look at it, and it's, like, 0 stars, because no one's voted on it, and 0 opinions. And I'm like, well, no one's seen it yet. You know, that doesn't mean anything. Then it's a WMV file.
Ugh.
And so that's always such a bad sign. And then I'll download it, and it'll be terrible. It'll be, like, only scenes from one episode with the subtitles still in, and they're not even right. Cutting on the beat. Which, come on, anyone can cut on the beat.
And since
but you don't need to, but that's the most basic of editing skills.
It's a good idea. So we should lay down the rules for what makes just generally a good anime music video. Now, other people may tell you differently, but this is the Ninja Consultant list of
superior list
of what an AMV must have. At the most basic level,
music.
In order to see, this is what I was worried about.
Anime.
We can't keep the peanut gallery from constantly opining in the front seat. We're in the back seat, by the way.
Now we're picking up speed, so our sound quality is bound to decline. So
or,
sorry about that.
Maybe not.
Who knows?
We're talking about AMVs,
right?
What makes a good AMV, Aaron and Noah?
Well,
I'm glad you asked.
There's like a wide-ranging thing. Like, I'm tempted to say if you only take scenes from the Mushroom Samba episode of Cowboy Bebop and set them to a song that doesn't fit at all, and then at the beginning, I'm talking about a specific AMV now, which I guess isn't really fair, but you can make an AMV to one scene from one episode and one song, like the famous Bicycle Race AMV that has the episode of Golden Boy where
right.
he rides his bicycle and
very
the Queen
good.
Song, I Want to Ride My Bicycle. And it's a really good AMV. And they've cut it together in a very narrative way, where it's straightforward. It tells the same thing that the anime is telling in maybe a slightly different order that cuts more to the beat of the song. It's a good AMV.
Yeah.
But
unquestionably.
But then, you know, you can go the other direction, where there are AMVs that are good that have a song and a kind of overriding theme, and they cut back and forth between tons of anime from tons of different sources in a lot of different time periods. And that can be a tricky business, because if the picture quality isn't, you know, you have a fourth generation bootleg VHS of one series and a Laserdisc quality rip of another series, it doesn't really necessarily mesh well. But if you cut on the action really well, it could work.
Sure.
It was kind of weird at the at Anime Expo, the MC of the AMV contest, which was really kind of weird that they had an MC. But anyway, he mentioned, please, let's not everyone laugh at this at poor source material. Not all of these AMV creators had access to the best sources, implying that people had been snickering at years past at something that maybe someone had edited from, I don't know.
All right.
Bad.
It's probably better to put it this way. What makes a good AMV? That's tricky. What makes a bad AMV?
That's easier to tell.
That's a lot more concrete.
Right.
So, if your source material contains subtitles, and the subtitles don't somehow relate in an appropriate way to the AMV, that is, they're extraneous, that's bad.
I think it's just easier to say, if you wrote those subtitles yourself and you're not a fan subber, then they're probably okay to leave them in because they have something to do with AMV itself.
But
otherwise, they're just really distracting.
If your source has subtitles in it because you are too lazy to either find an unsubtitled source or to crop it out.
Or you might be unskilled. Yeah, like you didn't bother to look up how to crop them out, how to paint them out. And there are a lot of tutorials on how to do this on animemusicvideos.org, which then I've read, despite not making any AMVs myself.
You should do that because it looks very amateurish otherwise. That's one. If your source material is just simply really poor quality, if the image quality is really bad, I don't really care what the MC at 8, or what was that, Expo,
yeah,
has to say about it. If you can't tell what the video is, if you can't see what the source material is, that's amateurish, and you should avoid that, because now just about everything has quality source material available.
Well, some cons have the amateur, novice, and expert categories in their AMV contest, because it's kind of like, it's a little unfair if you have someone who's a professional video editor in their real life editing videos that compete against amateurs that, you know, are living in their parents' basement in high school or whatever.
I actually disagree,
right?
Entirely. Sure, you can have an amateur contest. There's nothing wrong with that. But anything that cheapens the end result, ultimately, anything that lowers the bar in an AMV contest is bad. It was very odd to me at Expo to have the MC again and again tell everyone, and remember, you should applaud for all of these people, because even if you don't like what they're doing, they worked really hard. When you submit your video, you have to be prepared for the people watching it to be incredibly critical. There's no need to handle these things with kid gloves. If you applaud things that are not quality, suddenly you get a lot less quality.
All right, but that's a larger issue I don't really want to go into here. A listener did ask that we review his three AMVs, and they're from ninjacracker.com, and I will link to them later.
Racist.
What?
Yes,
it's
that's
not
racist,
it's
man.
It's not racist.
Ninja Cracker.
Ninja Cracker!
White Southern Ninja Fire.
All right, so there were three of them, and we watched them yesterday, and we should probably watch them again. But I don't know if we're going to do that, are we?
Oh, we're not going to watch them right now, if
all
that's
right.
What you mean. I'm ready to go.
Okay. One of them had the song from Macross Plus set to a series called Angel Links.
Voices. It's Myung's song, Voices. It was just the instrumental version.
Right. And the anime was Angel Links, which is something I haven't seen.
Actually, that one was set to Ray Earth.
Damn it.
Angel Links was set to Crawling by Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then Future Girls was set to Sailor Moon.
All right, so I don't remember anything I saw.
Which makes you eminently qualified to review it now.
Right, so we're going to talk about...
In this car.
Which one are you going to talk about first?
We should talk about the Angel Links one first, I think.
Okay, I think that at least the first half of it went off really well, because one interesting thing about AMVs is that they might take songs that you know and then introduce you to anime that you don't know, and you might then want to watch it. It made Angel Links seem like, you know, pretty quality show. I don't know if maybe the rest of the scenes are all still pictures while characters hide their mouths and talk at length, but it didn't really seem like it. It looked, I don't know, maybe like an OVA quality or
She's
something.
Talking about Witch Hunter Robin, which we call Witch Humper Robin.
That's what you call it.
That's what you call it. You started it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh.
Anyway.
That's not the point.
That's not,
the
yeah.
point is I'd never heard of Angel Links, ever.
I'd heard of it.
Well, yes, I know you'd heard of it, but I had not heard of it, and you always get points as an AMV creator. You get points with me whenever you include anime that I've never seen before, because there's a tendency, I think, to include a lot of the same scenes to different songs. For instance, if I have to see one more Dancing Vash, and this I think is the way that everyone feels, Dancing Vash is, it's over. This is new anime to me, which is good.
It's an older show.
Older show, but I haven't seen it.
All right, anyway. The first half of it I think went well, but I think by the second half, some of the scenes started to repeat, and it appeared to only be about the one character and her transformation sequence. So I didn't really get any feel for what else was going on in the show. sometimes AMVs fall into these different sort of categories where one of them is sort of like a character profile, where they isolate one character from the show and, you know, it's sort of just about that one character, which can be interesting if it's like a minor character, particularly. At its worst, when you get a character profile AMV, it can end up being like a love letter to that character, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
This didn't really go in that direction, I don't think.
Case in point, what is it, Aqua Studios?
Yeah.
The one who did I'm Blue, which a lot of people really love, and I guess we'll link to it in the show notes, but it really makes me feel weird.
It was like a character profile of Sailor Mercury. So it was all of the Sailor Mercury clips in the series ever.
Yeah.
Basically. I guess not ever, but...
It's okay to do that, but man, I don't need to know that about you if you're really that obsessed with Sailor Neptune.
You start to feel kind of weird, Mercury. Yeah. Sailor Mercury. You start to feel kind of weird by the end of the video.
Sailor, that may be a Freudian slip there.
Yeah.
My own
because you're
personal
obsessed with Neptune?
Obsessions with Sailor Neptune. See, you didn't need to know that. And now you're tuning out. You're turning off right there.
Dropping
that's just too much. And dropping in. Dropping by. Drop on by.
So overall, this Angel Links video... what do you think?
Overall, I think it was okay. Something that I want to mention is that the lip flaps are out of sync a lot of the time, and I don't know how most people feel about this.
Yeah, I don't know if the intent was really to have the character singing or not. But there are a couple of scenes. There are a couple scenes where it seemed like that might be the intent, but it didn't really sync up. So it's difficult to say.
The lip flaps, they either have to sync or try not to use them.
Yeah, if you're gonna have a held shot of a character and they're talking, but you're not gonna sync it, if you want to like freeze it or something.
It's best not to do that. And now it's actually possible, if you are an experienced enough editor, to edit the lip flaps yourself, which is perfectly fair.
Yeah, but I think these videos might have been a bit older.
Well,
so it might not
yes.
have been as easy at the time.
And of course, I'm applying standards to older videos that aren't necessarily appropriate because technology is now an awful lot better than the way it was when you were just hooking two VCRs together.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
All right. So do you want to talk about the Ray Earth one?
Yeah.
The Ray Earth one, it really seemed to me to focus on just transformation sequences and like magical fight scenes and stuff. Anything where like the background behind the character is gone and replaced with, you know, that magical anime mist stuff.
And you get the spinning rotoscoping shot of nubile teenage bodies in silhouette as they, you know, grasp their magic wands or whatever.
Right. It's called a color card when you replace the background and something like that. But anyway, there was...
Well, do you work in the industry?
In fact, I do.
Do you really?
Not the anime industry, but animation. That's not the point. The point is, in Ray Earth, in Magic Knight's Ray Earth, they walk around a lot like in a video game. I think it's based on a video game where, you know, they're three girls and they're on a quest in some fantasy kingdom to save that kingdom from crumbling, and they're defeating monsters and stuff, and it's all kind of very Final Fantasy-ish. But there are no scenes in this video where the characters are walking around, although the beginning of it does seem... Maggie's choking.
Maggie's dying on us.
You alright? I have more water. Oh, you got it. Alright, so... In the beginning of it, it does seem to kind of narratively follow the show to a certain extent, where, you know, they show Tokyo Tower, they show the girls in their regular uniforms, and they're kind of being transported. They show the princess who's begging for her magical kingdom to be saved.
Yep.
That is from the first 5 minutes of the show. And then it kind of breaks with that and cuts to just magical transformation sequences, and then by the end of it, it's just big magical robot fights from the end of the series. And I've only seen the first like 10 episodes or so, maybe less, of Ray Earth, so I didn't, but that was kind of spoilery for me. I guess you could kind of see that coming. That's sort of where it was going.
Spoilers in AMVs, I think anything is fair game.
Yeah, it's sort of it's tough, but
you can't limit yourself on that basis.
Yeah,
it just if you need spoiler material in order to make the AMV work, then
yeah, you should
so
do it.
Be it.
Yeah.
I guess if you're really a nice person, you'll say warning spoilers at the beginning of your video.
Well, no, actually,
weak.
Well, on animemusicvideos.org, they have the title of the AMVs in a different color if there are a lot of spoilers.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's still weak. Everyone should see everything all the time, so there should be no spoilers.
You say that, but you have no intention of doing that yourself.
Well, that's because I'm weak. What can I say?
It's your kung fu is weak.
My kung fu is, it sucks. But there's something that I want to say on the basis of using anime music for AMVs, which is that by and large, I don't feel as though it works unless you are making some kind of comparison or juxtaposition of the series.
Yeah, if you were saying, like, these two series have a very similar theme, and, you know, isn't that interesting or something like that. We watched an AMV recently that had clips from the giant robo OVA that we watched set to, it was like video game music from a Final Fantasy game.
Is that true?
Yeah. But remember, it was just kind of a classical music sounding thing, and it looked all right. But I'm not really familiar with Final Fantasy games, so I wouldn't really know. I guess we have a link to video. I read somewhere that that's where it was from.
I don't.
But it turned out.
I remember it. I just don't remember.
But
what
I think
the
it worked to the
was.
It worked to the editor's advantage that I'm not familiar with the source of the music. Whereas in the Ray Earth video, it worked to disadvantage because I couldn't really see the parallel between.
Because when
Macross
you use, especially when you use something like Voices from Macross Plus, which is. Really, there's a lot of baggage that comes along with that song. In many ways, the theme of Macross Plus, or one of the themes, is expressed through the song Voices, and of course Myung can't even sing it halfway through because it's too emotionally upsetting to her. So you have all of this that then gets paired with Ray Earth, which is a completely different kind of series, and I don't. Maybe the AMV creator is trying to make some comparison, but I didn't see it.
I think it was one of those situations where he's just like, "But I think it fits." So
yeah,
that doesn't always like. I think if you're looking for a music that's just kind of classical music that fits, I mean by classical I mean instrumental, then you should probably go for actual non-anime classical music or something that doesn't have connotations for anime fans.
And I. It used to be that there was no such thing as the rhythm or upbeat category in anime music video contests. This is the.
I think it's kind of new to. I mean, I think it's mostly an Otakon thing. I've never seen the rhythm category anywhere else.
No, wasn't there one at Expo?
No.
Something like
oh,
that?
Oh, there was like
there
the.
Certainly
there
was
like the other category. It was like
well,
FM.
Well, fine.
Thing, but it wasn't.
Whatever you call it. But it's just that you can have an entertaining video, perhaps, by pairing. Music with images. That's basically what any kind of music video is. But without some kind of narrative, the video loses a lot of resonance.
Well, I tend to think there are narrative AMVs and there are non-narrative AMVs. And you don't have to have a narrative AMV for it to be good. And sometimes narrative AMVs are the weakest ones, especially if the narrative you're telling is just retelling the show.
Yes, and if they really beat you over the head with it, then...
It's like, ooh, I'm going to retell all of Kiki's Delivery Service. It's like, yes, I watched that movie,
yeah.
too.
I also saw that movie.
Thank you. Even Maggie's seen that
yes,
one.
Yes, Maggie saw Kiki's Delivery Service as well.
I would like to interject randomly here that if you haven't seen Macross Plus, you should see it. It's get the OVAs, and they're not very long. Oh, now Maggie's phone is ringing. Let's stop this for a minute then.